DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, I like to cover a variety of the professional tours on this show. And in this segment, we will talk about the Corn Ferry Tour, the developmental tour of the PGA Tour, and the recent Wichita Open, which took place at Crestview Country Club in Wichita, Kansas. It was just a fascinating event. Two of the players shot a 59, and it's a miracle that the tournament even took place based on the tornado and all the storm damage that the club suffered that week. Joining me to talk about it is the club's general manager, Dane Brummett. Dane is a PGA member and has been at Crestview Country Club for almost 4 years. Hey, Dane, welcome to Talking Golf.
Hi, Ann. Good to be here.
Thanks for coming on the show. Well, it's amazing that the event even went on with all the tornadoes and the severe storms that ripped through that area, Dane.
It really was. Tuesday morning when the storm started rolling through at about 5 a.m., we finally got a chance to get eyes on the property at about 7. Nobody wanted to talk about it at that point, but I think in the back of everybody's mind was, are we even going to be able to do this? So we had those morning storms. We did cleanup all day, and we can talk about that cleanup effort. But then the storms rolled right back through at about 5 o'clock in the evening and just kind of hit reset on everything. So,
oh my gosh. You had to clean up from the first storm, and then it hit again.
It did. Yeah. About 12 hours later, we had about 70 mile an hour wind roll back through and a lot more rain and lightning. And, it was a pretty wild day.
Well, I know Crestview Country Club has hosted this Corn Ferry event for 25 straight years. And just talk about the community effort and all the repair work that was required to actually host the event. You said it happened on, what, Tuesday? And the tournament started on Thursday.
Yeah, correct. The first storm rolled in basically 48 hours before the first tee times were scheduled to go out. So, you know, the grandstands that the Wichita Open puts up at 17 and 18 were basically destroyed. The bases were able to be salvaged, but all of the upper level, all the climate controlled areas for the VIP areas were completely destroyed. And then on the golf course, it looked like a mini tornado had rolled through. The airport in Wichita registered wind speeds of 101. And the east side of Wichita, where Crestview is, was one of the hardest hit areas. So it was very crazy. If you were driving around the course, there were probably about 15 or 16 spots that trees had fallen over cart paths, and it was so wet that you couldn't go off of cart paths. So just the ability to get the storm damage, the cleanup started, was really hindered. But on the bright side, once the lightning cleared out and we were able to get out there, our crew was going full. And then I come around the corner and I see a group of about 12 Crestview members already out there helping clear debris, and that number grew to about 40 throughout the day. So the community involvement was fantastic. The Wichita Open staff, Dusty Buell and his staff, really did an amazing job. The Corn Ferry staff that I don't think they're used to doing as much manual labor at these sites as they did, but they jumped right in, and that was the only way that we were able to make it happen.
Yeah, I just read where the community, just the fact that they all pulled together to ensure that this event could happen. I mean, how does that make you feel when you see all the groups coming together in almost an impossible situation?
Yeah, I felt really blessed to be at Crestview. It's not like we sent an email out or, text messages out. People just showed up. They knew that we were in desperate need, and we had people from 14 years old to 70 plus out there just dragging limbs and making piles of debris and doing all kinds of stuff. The number of chainsaws in action at one time on this property on Tuesday was pretty amazing.
So talk about like how badly damaged was the golf course? Were there trees like lying down all over the golf course?
Yeah, all over the golf course. We probably had about 10 that were truly knocked down, and then another few hundred that had large limbs missing, are gonna be, have to be removed, that are so severely damaged. So it was a massive damage.
Unbelievable. Did you ever think at that point that there's no way that this Korn Ferry event is going to take place? There's just no way.
I was pretty nervous when I called my superintendent, Josh Troutman. I was a little bit worried he'd just be curled up in a ball in a corner somewhere, but I felt better immediately when he said that, no, I'm good, and we're going to make this happen. So he stayed positive the whole time. All of the different staffs and all the different groups were very positive, and that's what got us through. And the other thing that makes this even more difficult is, of course, the event has a pro-am on Wednesday. So it's all day long, tee time starting before 7, and play isn't off the course till like 7. So the cleanup had to be done around all that play out there too. So, but they were able to do it. And the champion of the event, in his acceptance speech, said that inside the ropes on Thursday, it's like you couldn't tell what happened. The course was wet, but you couldn't even tell anything happened. So it's a real testament to everybody's hard work.
Well, that champion, Miles Creighton of Canada, he won the Wichita Open. He shot a 59 on Saturday. And then the young man from Belgium, Adrien Dumont de Ch Chasseur, he shot a 59 in the opening round. So that's just phenomenal to have a 59 and to have two players that week shoot a 59.
Absolutely. With 2 59s in the field, you would think that the low score for the tournament would have been much lower than it was. The 59 on Thursday, always impressive to have a 59. The 59 on Saturday, though, it's got to be one of the best rounds of golf that I've ever heard of. The wind was still gusting, up to 38 miles an hour, sustained winds of 30 plus, unbelievably difficult conditions. And it's a real testament to him that he was able to do that.
You're a PGA member. You know how good these pros are on the Korn Ferry Tour. Talk a little bit about the depth of play, their ability level, because on any given day, they could be moving up to the PGA Tour, right?
Absolutely. The gap between the different tours and the different levels of golf are so narrow. And these guys will have 2 to 3 week stretches where they could absolutely be on a tour above. It's just finding that consistency and finding a way to continually grind. And those are the guys that usually rise to the top. But yeah, the ability levels of all these players has gotten so impressive. It's very impressive.
They're so good. I play in the BMW Charity Pro-Am, and just to be inside the ropes to play with these Korn Ferry players, it's just so incredible to watch their ability. I heard that the Wichita Open sold more tickets than ever at this event, which is a nice reward for all that crazy work that everybody had to come together to do, right? Because of the storms and the tornadoes.
Yeah, definitely. The hospitality areas looked different, but the atmosphere and the enjoyment that everybody was having, the roars and all those things, were just like previous years, if not more. So it was fantastic to see the community still come out.
And what does it mean to the community to have this event? Obviously, 25 straight years, They rally to get the course ready. It must be in the soul of Wichita.
It is. So Wichita does, it's a sports town, but since we don't have any really large team.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We have a minor league baseball team and a minor league hockey team, but this is the biggest annual sports event that Wichita has. So it's just grown and grown over the years. It's been in the Wichita market for 36 years, 25 at Crestview. And I mean, we have so many people who just, they kind of center a couple of months of their year around helping get this thing going and get make it as good as it can be. It's a big part of Wichita. And when I meet people and tell them I'm the GM at Crestview, they always talk about 17 and the time that they were out watching on 17. So it's a really cool part of the community.
Talk about, the golf course in 17.
Yeah, so 17, it's a long par three. The tour sets up what they call the bird's nest right behind the tee for some VIP. It's actually for the presenting sponsor area. And then it's basically a full wraparound that extends down to within about 50 yards of the tee box. So it's a full, it's like the waste management number 16. So it's a lot of fun.
It gets a little rowdy.
It really does. Yeah.
Especially what that community had to go through earlier in the week. It must have been 10 times as rowdy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Saturday is always the crazy day and it was loud and raucous, but everybody was great. And it was a fantastic day.
Well, I know Crestview Country Club is a concert golf partner property. And can you talk about the partnership?
Yeah, absolutely. So Concert took over Crestview in 2016. It has done amazing things at Crestview. The amount of capital invested into the club and the improvements that have been done over the past 9 years, and it's really not slowing down at all. We just updated our pool fully. We've got a lot of other projects planned. So the partnership with Concert has been fantastic. And Concert is now, 39 clubs strong across the country, literally from Monterey Peninsula to Cape Cod, New Seabury that was just purchased on Cape Cod. Unbelievable facility. I can't wait to see it in person. It's a fantastic management company to be a part of.
Yeah, I was excited we were able to break the news about New Seabury on Cape Cod as the most recent CGP property. Well, I know you're a PGA member, Dane, and I'd like to get your thoughts on some of the top stories in golf. How about Keegan Bradley winning the Travelers Championship? And what do you think? Do you think he can be a player captain of the U.S. Ryder Cup team?
I don't know Keegan, obviously, personally, but I know that he's a very passionate person from everything I've seen. All I know is that it's really hard to be a great Ryder Cup player, and it's really hard to be a great Ryder Cup captain. Doing both, I do not envy him in trying to make that decision, but I know that he'll give it his best if he gets the chance. And he's got Jim Furyk, who's a former Ryder Cup captain, who can certainly help with some of those dynamics.
Yeah, I know he's number nine on the Ryder Cup points currently. So he said he wouldn't get on the team if he had to pick himself.
Right.
He'd only get on if he could do it.
Smart move,
this
yeah.
was a while ago he said this, but now that he's playing so well and actually won the Travelers, that might that decision might change a little bit. But I honestly think it would be cool for him to play. He plays Bethpage all the time. He went to St. John's. He's from the, you know, the New England area. He has a lot of fans. You heard them just, you know, rooting him on at the Travelers. So I think with the assistant captains he has, I think he should do it, but I know it'd be tough.
I think it would be a lot of fun. It'd be a great story.
How about Wyndham Clark? I talked about his behavior, you know, bashing in several of those locker rooms at Oakmont. Such a historic country club. It doesn't matter where it is, but gosh, I just thought that behavior was unacceptable. What were your thoughts on Wyndham Clark and his behavior?
Well, it is unacceptable. I think it'd be hard to argue otherwise. I'm a second chance guy. I think that he probably was very sincere in his apology. It was a good apology. Hopefully he learns from it and moves on, because the golf community just won't put up with stuff like that. So it's a bad reputation to have.
Definitely. Well, I have my own opinions about that, which I've expressed fully on the show, but I love the second chance as well, but I think he's had a couple, third, fourth.
Yeah,
fifth.
He might have. Yeah.
Anyway, Dane, on a more positive note, what's next for you and Crestview?
You know, we have our member guest out of the way. That was at the end of May and went phenomenally. And then Wichita Open, you know, a few weeks later. We have our big 4th of July celebration coming up. And then it's just the normal slate of events and outings and just chipping away at the year and making it as good as we possibly can.
So much goes into running a club as a general manager. I mean, I admire, you know, you people. I know Meg O'Connor, she's one of the few women who is a GM. She's at Nassau Country Club here on Long Island, and she's always busy 24/7. And you guys, continued success, Dane, because I know you have so much responsibilities. And by the sound of it, you were just incredible with the cleanup that was required at Crestview before the Wichita Open. So, hey, continued success, and look forward to talking to you down the road.
Sounds great. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks so much, Dane Brumit. Thanks for being on Talking Golf.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.